So I have, this is Bones, right? Okay.
Bones Incorporated.
Bones, how do you spell that?
B-O-N-E-S.
Oh, just like it sounds. My Bones, Bones Inc. Okay, and what, you're...
My name is Stefan Knecht.
Okay. You are on the Blind Access Journal podcast.
Oh, greedy.
And you said you're the director of this bloody company? Is that what
I'm
you said?
I'm the director and the founder, and sometimes I even put out the garbage at night.
Okay, so now, you told me that you got something better than the book sense that's around my neck, and something better than the 620 that you're looking at. So
I hope so. What we have okay. is Bones Milestone 312.
Okay.
And it is a voice recorder and a book player. It is an alarm clock and an agenda and an FM radio. This is what it has.
I'm going to show you something that you're going to think that's even worse.
Oh, my God.
My iPhone.
Okay.
But not everybody's going to have an iPhone, so okay.
Well.
Anyway. Okay.
Something else.
Okay.
Something else.
I know.
Based on simplicity.
Right. Okay.
Five big tactile buttons.
Okay.
That's it. The device has the size of a credit card.
Awesome. Let's take a look.
Where is it?
Wow. Wow. It can't really get any simpler than this, folks.
We hope so. It has a standard SD card and a slot, USB connection,
okay.
and of course a headphone.
Well, of course, we gotta have that.
Yep.
Does it have a microphone connector too?
Yes, it has on the top, that is a microphone thingy.
Microphone thingy, we like
yes.
microphone thingies.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We could say we are the smallest in the industry, but have the loudest speaker, and we have a playtime of 15 hours on a headphone. That's quite remarkable.
15 hours?
Yep.
Wow.
We do that on MP3 Daisy Books.
Oh.
Okay, do you have text-to-speech in here also?
Of course. We have a cappella voices in it. Why don't we switch it on?
Let's play, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
That's all scored. 2012.
Okay, I do this again.
11 p.m.
Okay.
Books.
Okay.
Alarm. 4:21 p.m.
It's got very good. Is that which is that Heather? Is that acapella Heather?
Yeah, it's Heather actually.
Right, because we listened to her on Read to Go.
Okay.
The Read to Go app.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
What is pretty unique is on this device you can switch among the acapella languages.
Okay.
On the fly.
Okay.
You can change it. You can choose among seven languages.
Okay.
They are downloadable, so you're not fixed when you buy the thing.
Okay.
You can change your voice to Graham or Lucy or whatever you have.
Awesome.
If
okay.
you're bored by Lucy, you take an extra.
Awesome. Okay, so now what book formats do we support on this thing?
It is DAISY 2, both text and audio. It is DAISY 3, same thing. It is also NLS. It is Bookshare.
Yay, Bookshare. Okay.
And it is Audible in okay. also the very high quality format.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
Yep, that's all built in.
All right. Okay. Does it do Wi-Fi?
Nope.
Not yet.
This is no Wi-Fi device.
No Wi-Fi
nope.
device. Okay.
Nope.
All right.
This is something that you would use much more in context at home, your computer, or
right.
We
this
have
is a
this
replacement for my BookSense, which is probably a lot less heavy than this thing is.
Ah, but it's 50 See, grams.
Yeah.
Which is 1.8 ounces.
Oh,
I looked up this morning.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. If you'd like to copy down CDs, be it music or DAISY CDs, we
okay.
have a CD player that attaches directly to the device.
Oh, that's
press
kind
a button,
of fascinating. Wow, okay.
It downloads it to the SD card and you're done.
Ah, okay, well,
okay. Yep.
Built-in CD ripping here.
Yes, it does.
Yes. Basically. What format do they end up in?
It's an MP3 or Wave.
Whatever awesome. You want. Wow.
Yeah. You can choose bitrate and stuff. It's
talk about being able to, like I said, rip CDs pretty much, you know,
yes.
without having to have software or any yep. weird stuff. Yeah.
That's all built in. That's what we do.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. Can I look, work with it a little bit there?
Sure, sure, absolutely. Right. Do you feel these five buttons on
right.
the front?
Only five buttons.
In a cross.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So it's all based on simplicity.
Okay.
Now if you go up and down, okay. then you will reach the alarm clock. Well, there's also a timer.
And the very bottom.
Labeling system, like RFID.
Oh, okay.
What's that? Oh, wait. Oh, okay, I see. Okay.
You can go further down for other options.
There's one
the
time. The calendar. Yeah. And you can make.
Oh, go back. Okay.
Tapes.
Oh, I see.
With the agenda from the radio.
Okay.
Topic.
So, like, I assume this okay.
or
a way to get out of the menus or a way to get.
No, this is not the menu. This is the main functionality.
Main function. Okay.
There's a little thingy on top the button. If you press that, you change the device. You're now in the alarm. And press the little one. Now you're
oh,
in the
you're
radio.
Changing mode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now it's a completely different thing. Now it is a radio.
Then you can play
gotcha.
Audio files, MP3 or WAV files.
This was the radio preset station 12.
In
you just select.
Application you can
of course, we're not going to pick anything up in here. But
it needs the headphone cable. As an antenna.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, won't worry about that.
So we press the middle now to stop it, and then press the timer again to switch to the next device.
From the middle. There we go.
And you can switch.
Speak out. I haven't told you about that. Speak out is an RFID reader which is integrated as well.
Oh, now how does that work?
Well, just press the middle constantly. It makes it back, back, back. Now we have this little card. And if you approach this side, you take found.
Wow.
Now you can, we can now record a message to it. So I do this right now. Now this is Daryl Shandro from the Blind Access Journal.
The same book for
now.
Okay.
We can scan again. We do this again and approach it.
Okay, so what? You put tags on all your stuff, basically, and then you can use this, your Milestone 312 to scan them to find out what you got?
Yes, it's a labeling machine also.
Aha, there you go. Okay.
So this is another kind of tag that I give you here. It's a tiny one with a hole in the middle.
Aha.
This is usually used to sew.
Aha, yeah, sew this in your clothing, yes. Aha. And then you can put all the information about your clothing
you
in there.
Can, yep, that's what it does.
Wow. Yeah. You guys, there's not an app for that yet.
Okay.
The iPhone does not have a radio for RFID, I don't think. So there you go.
Good.
One thing that, that you can do that you can't do on an iPhone now.
Yeah. Well, we also talked about the agenda that is built in,
aha.
which has all the reminder options like daily or weekly record from radio, record from microphone if you would like to be a spy.
Yeah.
Or you can just give back a message that you pre-recorded once or several times. Like, it's a good idea to have a yearly reminder of the wedding date, for instance.
Uh-huh, there you go, yeah.
These things we do.
Uh-huh, okay.
Then again, the next device is the simple plain vanilla audio player.
Okay.
Which is an MP3 player.
Right, okay, for like music and stuff.
So okay.
You said it play iTunes files?
Yes, it does. The M4A, it plays.
Oh, awesome.
It also plays videos. M4B files.
Okay.
It plays the soundtrack.
Wow.
AAC, WAV, WMA.
Oh, it does WMA as well.
The usual suspects are played back.
Can it do any of the protected formats?
Nope.
No, okay.
It won't do those. Okay.
No.
Nope. So I think we just made the tool. We have packet books now.
Okay.
What is also nice for the books, you do not have to put them in a particular structure.
So oh, you don't, like, I don't have to put my books in a Bookshare folder, for instance?
Or something like $V or DTB.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Put it anywhere. It will search, investigate the whole SD card. So wherever it is hidden in the folder, it will find it.
Awesome.
And you can browse among the books.
20 hours. So my,
that's basically it. If this is still not enough, we have a little addendum. We put on top. We put on top a little additional hardware.
Okay.
Put it together.
Of course, because you know it's never enough.
Oh, it's okay. Now it's a caller detector. Let me detect. like the color of a t-shirt.
If I go shopping, I can...
Wow!
Okay, we do it again for the microphone. To it.
Okay.
Pale dark purple.
Okay, I put it against the voice recorder.
Awesome! It's a dark purple.
Yep.
We'll get which product we have.
Wonder how does the color detector work? Like, how many colors can it detect? Because one of the things that I think about with a lot of my friends is,
yeah.
You know, like for us guys, right? We're like, okay, we want to know if it's white or black or blue or red or yellow. But, you know, then you get into, for my, you know, women friends, you know, pink, different pinks, fuchsia and cyan. Does it do those?
It should. It has about 470 colors. And what it does, it has eight main colors like red, blue,
right.
And then it gives directions. Let's say like light middle blue.
Oh, just like it said, very dark purple.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh, okay. Like direction towards green. Such things are possible also. So it does not do all these funny names like tulip red.
Right. Yeah, those things are weird.
Because it's hard to imagine, but it gives eight basic colors and then directions where to go from there. There's a logic behind it.
Wow, I wonder how well that would work.
Okay.
Wonder what kind of color detector that would be. I will.
Well, let's check your trousers if you allow me to.
They're black. What?
I wouldn't.
Anthracite?
They are anthracite. They are not black. You wash them out. You wash them quite often. Maybe the belt of your rucksack is a little bit different.
A tendency towards blue?
I would say so.
Wow.
Definitely.
Interesting.
Okay. If that's still
no.
enough, we have one more to go.
Wow.
We have a barcode scanner that we will attach now. This is the bigger unit that you have in your hands.
Okay.
So we just put it with a cable together.
Okay.
And now it starts scanning. And it's a laser scanner.
Aha! I've got one of these at home. I got another version of this at home.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, it's a Metrologic scanner, yeah.
For instance, before I purchased this little white chocolate from Linz, Switzerland. Let's scan it. So we can see that. It eventually find it.
Normally, it's usually pretty fast.
Oh, it's completely wrinkled, I tell you.
I heard it do something.
Something?
Oh, truffles. Oh, yeah.
Yes. So we have 1.5 million products in the database.
Wow.
It's US products plus 2 million European ones, if that's not enough.
Oh. No, it's never enough. Are you
okay, of
kidding?
Course not.
No. All I want is everything.
Okay. But that was it. I'm shot out. This is the end. This is like what Milestone is capable of.
That's cool though. Wow. I really like the color tester.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really like that.
It's called FAME. FAME is an abbreviation. It stands for Farbmessgerät in German, like color detector.
Wow.
Yep.
You're from Switzerland, right?
Yes. It's Bones, Switzerland.
Bones.
w.bones.ch.
What does Bones? Does Bones mean something else in Switzerland? Swiss?
No. Bones is just a bloody idea I had.
When
I founded the company, I needed a name.
Ah.
I didn't know what the whole thing would be about, but I knew the name.
It just sounds kind of eerie, though.
Apple to do with computers, so I came across Bones. After A, there's B. There's Apple, there's Bones. So I thought maybe we could do it this way.
Okay, well, whatever works, I guess.
Okay.
So now, is ILA still distributing your products here in the U.S.?
They do, as well as LS&S and IRTI.
Okay. So if I wanted one of these things, what's it going to set me back?
Oh, now you got me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know the price.
What's the damage, man?
What's the damage?
Uh-huh.
The damage is against $400.
Oh.
Against $400, yeah.
$400.
Yeah.
That's just for the player?
That's the player with all extras.
It's not extras.
Yeah, not the color detector.
Oh. Not the thing I want.
I know you like it. Well, that's about 220 extra. That's
220 extra.
Yep.
Oh, ouch.
Well, that's just 50 cents for every color.
I can look at it that way. 50 cents per color. Yikes. Oh no.
It's okay.
Oh no. Stefan, right?
Yes.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
Oh, great. All right.
Okay.
You too.